This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So our next story is a very interesting one. It digs into an experience, a very intimate experience, that one seems to be having repeatedly with an entity. An entity that doesn't appear to mean any harm, but is nonetheless all too, I feel, in my opinion, intriguing for the individual who is experiencing it. It leaves much to the imagination about what is its intent, why is it there, and what will eventually happen if this thing is allowed to exist in this individual's home. The story does have elements and does recognize the existence of sex. We do not go into great detail by any means, but if you have children and you don't want them to hear it, be aware this next story does have elements of that in it. Take a listen. Let me just start off by saying I'm not sure what kind of spirit I'm dealing with and that I did not summon it of my own accord. I'm a practicing solitary. I'll not claim any religion as my own. There's some truth in everything. It started around my birthday, October 20th. I moved into a new house in the beginning of September, but had not had any problems before this time. It started when I heard voices talking when I was trying to fall asleep and was hearing a male voice talking. I could not understand what it was saying, and I sat up fully awake. The voice did not go away. Went out, got my roommate up. He did not hear it either. But he did hear the subsequent loud thuds in the hallway afterward. Then it all stopped. We went back to sleep. The noises got worse. At first, they were only at night. The thuds became a steady pounding coming from somewhere in the hallway. Unfortunately, we absolutely could not locate the source of the noise, no matter how close we tried to get to the noise. It did not sound any closer or further away, no matter where we were in the house. I continued hearing the voices, usually when I was on the verge of sleep. Oftentimes, I'd wake up and still hear it. It was a male voice. Got to the point where as soon as I walked into the bedroom, I could hear him either singing, or moaning, or something like it was a bad horror movie. The noises were the pounding and constant sounds for several hours. It started being accompanied by scratching, loud bangs. My roommate started hearing the same thing I heard, including the voice. I finally got sick of it one night, about 5 days into the experience. This was a night after I had a very strange dream in which a red scorpion or spider was in my room with two black smaller scorpions or spiders on its back. I jumped on my bed and was screaming out of the bed in an instant. Of course, nothing was there. I went back to sleep, but as I said, the next night it was still getting worse. I was sitting in the living room about 11 p.m. My roommate was in his bed. I heard the unmistakable sound of a drinking glass being slammed on the counter. I immediately went into the kitchen, but nothing had been moved. Up to that point, I had given it no attention. My roommate and I would not talk to it or about it inside the house because I was afraid that we might say something to make it angry and it would get a lot worse. I finally spoke to it, telling it that it was fine that it was there, but that the noises needed to stop. It was scaring us, I told it. The noises stopped, unless it wanted attention. That's what I realized later, was that the noises were to get my attention. However, somehow, whatever I said made it manifest. Now, the noises are footsteps, light ones, louder breathing, or wind. It rarely speaks now. After talking to it, I went and did an LBRP, which is essentially to cleanse the area of negative energy. Done it several times since then, but its visitations keep getting more and more intense. It was after that it latched onto me. The sensations I describe are very, very real. I can feel it touch the top of my head, and it feels like my hair is moving slightly, or that something is lightly stroking my hair. Most of the time, the touch is light, slightly cold, and immediately gives me goosebumps. Sometimes, it's tingly or feels like a soft blanket brushing against me and wrapping itself around me. At times, it feels like cool water, like a spider crawling on me, which tickles a lot. When it comes awfully close, it feels extremely hot to the point where I almost start sweating. Sometimes it's prickly, like those things that grow on trees, can't remember their name. It's always extremely gentle, polite, and if I even think in my mind that I want it to stop, it does. Often when it comes, I'm totally paralyzed, but wide awake, eyes open, although I can feel certain muscles tense up a lot or feel definite pressure where it's touching me, like if it's moving its hand up my side. It's pushing against me with its weight, but the pressure moves where it moves. It's quite pleasant. As I said, it seems to be able to hear my thoughts. I direct them towards it. Sometimes it's painful when it touches me, like it feels like it's pressing down on my throat or heart, but it usually only lasts a few seconds. Oftentimes I'll see something out of the corner of my eye, like shadows, or other things, like flashing lights. Usually the touch is sexual. For a while, though, it did not actually have sex with me, even if I asked it to. It does not come when I'm sleeping. I've had no dreams about it. What is, however, odd is that I am not myself in most of the dreams I have had since this started. I did not recognize anyone in the places in my dreams. They don't exist in any fashion in this world, that's for sure. Or I've had many strange dreams where I am myself, as had my roommate. It has not touched him, although last night he told me he had a dream that I was floating above the bed in which we're in the house, but things are moved around, or certain objects are not what they really are, or they change, or the walls are different somehow. The first time I saw it was in somewhat of a lucid dream, I think. I was not actually asleep, but I was going to sleep, and I was suddenly walking around in my bathroom. Picked up a sheet of paper and had something about grounding and a picture with something on it. And I remember that one of the things the entity had spoken to me of were amber stones. Suddenly, I was back on the bed being lifted from it to the point of levitating about 6 inches off of it and was being surrounded by it. It was warm and soft, although quite solid. It was kissing my belly. And it tickled. Then it literally was like it was inside my body, under my clothes, and I got scared. And it came out from under the blanket. And it was human, although totally transparent. I saw its face, male, and the outline of features. But as I said, it was like it was made from clear water or something. It was transparent. I touched it, and it was solid. I opened my eyes, and it was gone, but still wrapped around me. And I could feel it leave. Like a blanket wrapped around me was slowly being drawn away. I apologized to it for getting scared. For the next few days, it visited me at various times of the day, when I woke up or when I got home from work, and when I got to go to sleep, even when I was just watching movies or outside smoking. One night, it kept me up all night long. When I'd fall asleep, I would wake up to the feeling of fingers pushing lightly against my collarbone all the way across from one side to the other, moving in a line, and the feeling would continue for several minutes even after I opened my eyes until I insisted that I was awake. Earlier that day, my roommate and I had gone to the grocery store. When we came back, I sat on the couch and was petting my dog. I thought about going to the bedroom to take off my shoes, but I stayed on the couch. I was petting my dog, who has been noticing odd things. He'd growl or bark at things that aren't there, and just once, run into the bedroom like he sees or hears something. I try to call him and it will take him quite a while to find me. Like he stays in the bedroom for a while and I have to call him several times. And when he finally comes out to find me, it's like he can't. He'll go to several different rooms and stop before he finally comes to my location. Anyways, I was sitting on the couch thinking about going to the bedroom and taking off my shoes. My roommate had gone to the bathroom. I heard him come out into the hall and stop. He called my name and I responded and he freaked out and came into the living room and then went back to the hallway and came back to where I was and just looked at me, scared to death. He told me he just saw me in the bedroom. That unmistakably, I was in the bedroom. I told him I had no idea what he was talking about. He went to the bedroom, but nothing was there. I will know he is there when I enter a room and I can hear him breathing, or hear light footsteps, or literally hear the wind like a loud draft when the heater AC is not on and no windows are open. He never physically does anything to anything in the house, like knock things over. He seems to be able to communicate by conveying what he's feeling. I'll get a strong sense of some feeling and know it's not mine. Other times, I'll see strange pictures I do not understand. My awareness has heightened considerably. If I listen to music, I hear things I did not hear before in it. It's like I can feel its vibration all over my body. I look at things and it's like I can sense energy within them. I guess that's the best way to describe it. But I feel like I'm walking around in a trance. I got sick for a few days. My chest felt very heavy and my heartbeat had felt strange, like it's beating harder and more consistently. It's almost like a stone in my chest. I've been extremely tired and felt like I had drunk way too much caffeine or something and was crashing from it. But then there was yesterday. And if what I said makes me sound insane, trust me, I thought I was too until yesterday. I went to go take a nap, being sick and all. I told the entity I was sick and not feeling well. Shortly after, the pain began to recede. I lay in bed for a while, unable to sleep. Finally, I felt this kind of jerk. I felt like I was slipping or falling, and then I don't remember anything until I was suddenly walking around my house aimlessly. I did not really know what I was doing, and I knew I had thoughts, but they seemed far away. I thought about my roommate who was at the store, and I was at the store behind the counter for a few seconds, suddenly feeling like I was naked in a room full of people, but I realized very quickly that no one could see me. I must be having an out-of-body experience. This was quickly. I was back at my house, walking into my bedroom, and I felt like I was hit by a barrage of images that have slowly begun to stop flashing in my mind over the last several hours. I started trying to walk into the bedroom, but then I felt dizzy, like I was going to fall. Something picked up. I was just floating, but being held. I was set back in bed, and I felt something like waves wash over me. The bed felt like it was moving. My ears felt like they were submerged in water. Wave after wave of some kind of warm sensation passed over me, along with the feeling of water in my ears that turned into a sort of light pressure, and I became aware again that I was in my body. I heard myself thinking, there's no way that was a dream. I was awake, I was walking around, there's no way. I've been here in this bed the whole time. I was awake and my eyes were open, but the sensations did not stop. I closed my eyes again and I heard voices and saw different animals. I saw the man himself standing over me wearing black armor, like a Roman armor, holding a curved sword. I'm not sure if I saw the man for real or if that was a vision that came later, but as I said, the sensations continued. And they felt like I was next to the sun, because it got hot, warm, and there was an orange light in my eyes. I heard people I knew, my family, including my mother who had passed, saying my name, saying hello. The background voice was the male voice I had been hearing over the weeks. Then I heard chimes, like wind chimes. I do not have any chimes in the house. The chimes were loud, very loud, but pleasant sounding. My eyes were opening and closing this whole time, but when the chimes started, I kept them open because I sensed something nearby. The waves stopped and I felt like I was lying on a stiff board, even though my mattress was incredibly soft. I did not feel sick at all anymore. I could still hear the chimes even though I had been lying awake for several minutes now. I realized I could not move and the lower half of my body was tingling. But I could move my head and my arms. I moved them to assure myself I was awake and not having sleep paralysis. That's when it became apparent that the entity sought more from me. My whole body felt like it was on fire. I was tingling everywhere. This lasted for about an hour or so, at least. Its face was pressed against mine the whole time, and it felt like he was breathing in my mouth almost. That's when my roommate came home. He turned on every light in the house and eventually entered my room. The entity seemed to try to ignore him at first, it seemed, but then I could feel it was getting angry. I still could not move, or my roommate was rattling on about the scratching and pounding noises in the hallway, apparently. He'd hear one noise, then he noticed the other noise. He'd hear it twice instead of once. I told him to leave the room immediately. He did, and the entity continued. My roommate was scared, though. He's not a very spiritual person and tends to avoid these kinds of things. He came back into my room. I did not want to leave, so I asked the entity to leave, which it did, reluctantly. I got up, went outside to smoke. The noises, apparently, as soon as I got up, stopped. I kind of wondered if maybe I caused the noises that time and not the entity. I did not know. I couldn't move, so I did not know how I could have. Obviously, I've not told my roommate very much about all this other than he should not be afraid of it, because I certainly am not. Although I imagine it could be dangerous for him if he tries to intervene, so I just try and insist to him as much as possible that there's nothing going on and that I am fine. I had at one point thought this entity was trying to communicate, but it does not seem that that is the case. Yes, I've tried using a Ouija board and automatic writing, but no, I did not try it before until a few days ago, after it had already shown up. It's totally unresponsive when I try to ask its name or where it comes from or why it's here. Then again, I've never ever been good with using Ouija boards. Anytime I try, the planchette just sticks to the board and does not move. I don't know what to do from here. I don't know if I can do anything. It's obviously communicating something with me, but I don't know or understand it. As I said, I'm not afraid of it, although I will admit I was at first and only ever feel love and softness from it. It also could not really be negative. If the LBRP does not make it go away, and neither does any kind of salt or holy water, which I tried when the noises were happening in the beginning. I don't know what it is or why it is, and honestly, the only thing I feel bothered by is that it has noticed me without my doing anything to make it show up. Then how long before something else that is negative notices and shows up? I understand that opening the door for one is opening the door for many. I can only hope I don't dig myself in too deep.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.